have lots of fresh folders. I keep a giant stack of fresh, new file folders instantly at hand and reachable from where I sit to process my in-basket. Nothing is worse than having something to file and not having an abundance of folders to grab from to make the process easy. At any given time, I want to have an inventory of almost half a file drawer full of unused or reusable folders. Rule of thumb, reorder when the number drops below 100. Keep the drawer less than 3/4 full. Always try to keep your file drawers less than 3/4 full. If they're stuffed, you'll unconsciously resist putting things in there, and reference materials will tend to stack up instead. If a drawer is starting to get tight, I may purge it while I'm on hold on the phone. I know almost no one who doesn't have overstuffed file drawers. If you value your cuticles and if you want to get rid of your unconscious resistance to filing, then you must keep your drawers loose enough that you can insert and retrieve files without effort. Some people's reaction to this is, I'd have to buy more file cabinets, as if that were something horrible. Help me out here. If the stuff is worth keeping, it's worth keeping so that it's easily accessible, right? And if it's not, then why are you keeping it? It's said that we're in the information age. If there's any validity to that, and if you're doing anything that hinders your usage of it, not smart. You may need to create another tier of reference storage to give yourself sufficient working room with your general reference files at hand. Materials such as finished project notes and dead client files may still need to be kept, but can be stored off-site or at least out of your workspace. Label your file folders with an auto-labeler. Typeset labels change the nature of your files and your relationship to them. Labeled files feel comfortable on a boardroom table. Everyone can identify them. You can easily see what they are from a distance and in your briefcase. And when you open your file drawers, you get to see what looks almost like a printed index of your files in alphabetical order. It makes it fun to open the drawer to find or insert things. Perhaps later in this new millennium, the brain scientists will give us some esoteric and complex neurological explanation for why labeled files work so effectively. Until then, trust me, get a labeler and get your own. To make the whole system work without a hitch, you'll need to have it at hand all the time so you can file something whenever you want. And don't share. If you have something to file and your labeler's not there, you'll just stack the material instead of filing it. The labeler should be as basic a tool as your stapler. Get high-quality mechanics. File cabinets are not the place to skimp on quality. Nothing is worse than trying to open a heavy file drawer and hearing that awful screech that happens when you wrestle with the roller bearings on one of those $29.95 special sale cabinets. You really need a file cabinet whose drawer, even when it's 3/4 full, will glide open and click shut with the smoothness and solidity of a door on a German car. I'm not kidding.